Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, we are all product of our environment, and we learn many things growing up, many lessons, and I'm sure as younger people, your parents always told you to do things right, be honest, do it the right way, and you grew up with a set of values that your parents would be proud. And being in business today, well, it's really difficult to be in business today. I don't have to tell you what's going on in the country. I don't have to tell you what's going on in the news media. I don't have to tell you all the nastiness on social media and all the distrust that there is for politicians, people in general, business owners. And that's why it's more important than ever to keep your word. You have to have a reputation that people absolutely can trust you. And if they can't trust you, they may look elsewhere to do business. In today's times, because of social media, if you do something that someone perceives is the wrong thing and you did not keep your word, they're running to social media, to LinkedIn, to Twitter, to Facebook, and they're going to just tell everybody what a terrible person you are. And that's why it's important to make sure that whatever we say, we can back up, that we do it right, and we aren't making promises that we cannot keep. This goes for our vendors, this goes to our employees, this goes to our customers. And speaking of coworkers or employees, if you promise them something and you don't come through, the entire company, everybody that works for you is going to have distrust for you. So in today's times, one of the most valuable assets that you can have as a business person is a good reputation. You have to get your banker to trust you. You even have to get your insurance company to trust you that you're giving them the right information. Your profit and loss statements, and we do everything we can legally and ethically to pay the least amount of taxes, but your profit and loss statements, if you're going to go and borrow money or you even want to sell your business down the road, people are going to be looking at those things more closely. If you're doing marketing that is not exactly right, marketing that you can't exactly deliver, you're bragging too much, not you, of course, someone, and someone buys the story, but you don't deliver as much as you promised, yeah, it's going to destroy your business. See, before social media, before the internet, there were people who could get away with things for years because they did a wide range of business in a big geographical area. But today, that's not quite the same. Everybody knows everybody. Now, in the small towns 50 years ago or so, it's true, everybody knew everybody. Because we're spread out now, because we do business all over the country, or all over the city, or all over the state, or all over the world, people may not know you personally. But that doesn't mean they don't know your reputation. That doesn't mean they haven't done a Google search to see exactly who you are and see what pops up. So I'm asking you to think through everything that you say, everything that you put on social media, that you're careful on social media as a business person not to attack people, making sure that you understand that there are two sides to the story. There are different opinions. And I'm not telling you not to have your own political views. I'm just suggesting to you that you need to guard your reputation. You need to understand that if you say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, tell somebody something that's not true, it could take moments to flash it all over the world. And then you will be in a defense mode, trying to clean it up for a very long period of time. And we don't want that to happen. So just remember, words have meaning. Words are powerful. Words are important. Make sure that we're using the right words, we're saying the right things, we're delivering as business people a positive message, a message that people want to buy into, a message that creates confidence in you and your company, a message that will make people understand that they want to do business with you. And if they're a potential employee, that they're going to want to come to work for you because this is the kind of people I want to work with. So remember, words are important. It's more important than ever to keep your word. Careful what you say. Think it through. Never do something in anger. Never say something in anger because you could very well regret it the next day. This is Howard LeWinter. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.